and in their mind that, well, the risk management or risk evaluation happens after the execution. You know, I'll think about it later when if the position's going against me. But risk management, it's always starts prior to execution, you know, pre-trade, and then it's ongoing because then you're managing your existing risk.
You're listening to IBKR Podcasts. Find more conversations at IBKRpodcasts.com. Please remember, any trading discussions are for information purposes only and are not intended to portray recommendations. Please listen to further disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now, welcome to our show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to IBKR Podcasts. I'm your host, Jeff Praisman. It's my pleasure to welcome back the co-founders of Market Chameleon, Will McBride and Dimitri Pagomatic.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Thanks for having us back, Jeff.
Ah, my pleasure. It's great to see you guys. And I want to thank you for coming by the IBKR podcast studio after the webinar we just did on using option profit calculators. And for our listeners, if you missed the webinar, there'll be links in the viewing notes. So Will and Dimitri, you know, we've spoken actually in our most recent podcast, episode 137, Don't Trade Blind Use Data, about using data for option analysis. Today, though, we're going to talk about using an option profit calculator. In general, why is option analysis important?
That's a good question. My brother actually asked me, why do I need an options profit calculator to run an analysis? He gave an example, you know, if I buy a house, for example, a piece of real estate, if it goes up 10%, I make 10%. If it goes down 10%, I lose 10%. Yes, that's a simple way of looking at it, but an options profit calculator tries to help answer questions that are more complicated than that. So as an example, what if you bought a piece of real estate and you didn't pay cash for it, but you took out a mortgage of 20% and then you expected to rent it out and make $300 in rent by the end of the year after you paid off your mortgage? And maybe you built up some equity over a year's time. And then maybe you wanted to take a tax write-off benefit for depreciation. So as you could see, as you're given more inputs and you wanted to see in a year, where's my break even or where are my profits and losses? Those are the things that the options profit calculator in the options world help answer. Those more complicated questions when you add all those types of variables into the calculator.
It sounds like you're adding in market assumptions to make the calculator work. Which ones are most useful? I'm sure there's a lot of useful assumptions, but some might have, you know, higher priority over others.
Yeah, and there are different calculators that will perform different tasks. The most basic options profit calculator is you'd have to enter the option legs in your strategy. So if you have more than one leg, you know, like call spread or put spread, three legs or four legs, you would need to enter those in. If there's a stock component, you would want to add that in. Of course, you would need the prices for each one of those legs. And usually the most simplest calculator, the first question you would have is, well, you know, if I did this strategy and I held it to expiration, you know, what would the payoff be if I did it at these prices, if the stock price, you know, in the future at expiration was here or here or here? And that's what an option profit calculator, a simple one, will help answer: a payout, a profit or loss at expiration. So at the very least, you would need those basic inputs to plug into an options profit calculator.
And then I would assume too, like there may be the more complicated ones might interpret some economic inputs such as like interest rates or dividends or something like that.
Yep, exactly. So that would be one way to use the options profit calculator. Now, of course, you could then expand it and put in other assumptions if you wanted to see potential profits and losses even before expirations. And then in those cases, you would need to put in new variables or new inputs that are important for option pricing, such as interest rates, implied volatility assumptions, dividend assumptions, and so forth.
And, you know, so obviously besides for seeing the options profit, you know, I guess what are more some more specific reasons an investor would use, you know, an option, you know, calculator?
Yeah. So the very first reason you'd want to run the options profit calculator is to really visualize your risks and rewards in your particular strategy. So most option profit calculators, you know, will draw you a diagram. So it's really hard to, you know, change a price and, you know, from one to the other and keep track of that. So a payout diagram is much nicer. The options profit calculator, a powerful one, will show you the profits and losses at expiration along different price ranges. So you could kind of see, you know, as the price is going down, what is your payout look like? And as the price is going up, what does your payout look like? What if the stock sits at the same spot? So that diagram visually will show you, you know, how this particular strategy performs at expiration along a wide range of prices. And then you could see your risks and rewards, you know, where do you stand to make the most? Where does it look like you stand to lose the most? Are you capped on your risk? Are you capped on your rewards? So that's an important piece of the options profit calculator, the function of an options profit calculator. Another important thing is that when you visualize the payout diagram, you will be able to really determine if what the option profit calculator is showing you, does that align with your particular outlook or on, you know, on the future of a stock? You know, is this what you feel, you know, your analysis and your forward-looking unique outlook, does it line up with the strategy? So that's important as well, because if you're very bullish, you know, and you look at a particular strategy and then you're saying, well, this does not really line up with my outlook, well, now you'll be able to, you know, change that strategy or tweak it until it does. Another aspect of the option profit calculators, or just option pricing calculators, is that you could also see the sensitivity of your particular strategy to different risk exposures. You know, so one, for example, you know, you have your Greeks, your Delta, Gamma, Vega, Theta, Rho Greeks. And by plugging in all these assumptions, an options pricing model calculator, not exactly a profit calculator, but what it will do is allow you to assess what your risk exposure is. What is your risk exposure to a directional move in a stock, you know, up or down? What is your exposure to option decay? Right? If nothing happens, how much is this position expected to lose time value from now till, you know, till tomorrow? You could look at the sensitivity of your particular strategy to interest rates and implied volatility. What if the implied volatilities move up, or what if the implied volatilities move down? How sensitive is this particular strategy to those, you know, to those inputs? And that's really important, because not only do you see and evaluate what your risk is, but those are controls in place that allow you to manage and mitigate your risks as well.
So I have to ask you something that I'm sure some of our listeners might be thinking. So if I have an option profit calculator and it's telling me, you know, I put in these inputs and it's telling me my strategy is profitable, does that mean it's like a surefire lock win here? or is there room for, you know, room for error? Like, I'm sure our listeners are thinking, oh, well, I can get an option profit calculator and know if I'm going to win or lose on this trade.
Yeah. So the option profit calculator, it can't determine if the strategy will be a winner or loser. It's more of a, what if scenario. You're looking at different theoretical scenarios, and the option profit calculator tries to show you how the strategy would perform under this scenario or that scenario. So it's more of a helpful tool to help you assess your risks and potential rewards, you know, versus potential risks. But it can't really tell you, you know, that this in 10 days or 15 days that this will definitely be profitable or unprofitable, because it doesn't know that. It's only helpful for running, you know, what if scenarios.
I see. So unfortunately, no easy money, right? If you could, Dimitri, Will, could you guys dive into some of the areas where a calculator could fall short? I guess maybe some, you know, potentially, I guess, unexpected inputs that it maybe is not necessarily built well for.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, your inputs and your assumptions that you put in there, and it's just going to give you an output, of course. So a lot of the limitations is that some of the assumptions are uncertain. You know, if you're going to, you put in, you know, implied volatility assumptions, you put it in a interest rate assumption in there, or even, you know, a dividend assumption, but it could be wrong. And the option profit calculator doesn't know, it's just going to calculate whatever assumption you put in there. So it's always, you know, that's when you're dealing with those types of uncertainties, that's a shortfall, because it only calculate something that you input, right, as the assumption. The other things to watch out for, and we've had this come up with some users that they mentioned, well, you know, if I do a call spread, and here's an, you know, the option profit calculator could draw you a profit and loss diagram at different prices at expiration, but you still have risks in there, such as the assignment risk or early exercise, we call, where your strategy could be broken up, and the option profit calculator wouldn't know that, right? So it just runs on these assumptions that whatever's inputted, that's the way things will behave. So if you, let's say, have a call spread, if the stock closes in between your strikes, well, what will happen is, if you don't close out of that call spread at expiration, one of the legs will expire worthless and go away. The other leg will be in the money, and you'll get assigned, and that will convert to stock, right? So if you don't do anything, all of a sudden, the following day after expiration, you're going to come in with a stock position, long or short, depending on which leg, you know, you get assigned. So the option profit, it wouldn't know that. It's just assuming, you know, that this is what you're putting in, and it would assume that you just close out of it at expiration, you know, or everything, like, kind of nothing gets converted. So there are things to consider when you're using the option profit calculator, those limitations, for sure.
And, you know, you touched on it, you know, early assignments where that, you know, that risk, if I'm short an option, or say I'm doing a calendar spread or a vertical spread, and that one leg, if I'm short, I really have no control over whether or not the holder of the option, you know, exercises early and I get assigned. But even, yep, you know, besides for early assignments, a lot of option traders really don't hold their positions until expiration. They'll voluntarily close them out at some point leading up to it, or roll it, or however they, you know, whatever they want to do. Can the option, you know, an option profit calculator signal the best time to close out a position?
I don't know if it could tell you what the best time not the best time to close out of the position, but by generating a payout diagram, you could kind of make better decisions where the potential reward that I have left to gain at this point may not be worth the potential risk that I'm taking on. So, it would help kind of guide with those types of decisions, but it doesn't know the best time to close out of a position because it does not know, what the future outcomes are.
We just finished up a great webinar. And this podcast we're taking a little bit of a deeper dive into, but is there any last thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with regarding, option pricing and option profit calculators?
Yeah, I think that one thought is that we often see many people when they first start trading and they get access to an execution system, that they're so excited they jump right into the execution part. And in their mind that, well, the risk management or risk evaluation happens after the execution. I'll think about it later when if the position's going against me. But risk management, it's always starts prior to execution, pre-trade, and then it's ongoing because then you're managing your existing risk. So it's not waiting for something bad to happen, jumping into an execution, waiting for something to happen, and then think about, well, how do I manage my way out of this? Because at that point, it's too late. So I think that one of the things maybe that people do overlook, and it's extremely important, is to make a good evaluation of your risk prior to even entering the trade, so you understand your risk exposure and you understand your risk reward, and you'll understand more the sensitivity of different variables to your positions and how to manage it and mitigate those risks. So risk assessment, I think it always starts before the trade and it's always ongoing even while you're in a position. So I think that, I think that's an important thing for some people, especially first entering trading, to understand.
Oh, Will and Dimitri, thank you guys so much for coming by. It's always great to have you in the studio. And for more for our listeners, for more from Market Killing, just go to IBKR.com, click on Education, then IBKR Campus, and select IBKR Campus Contributors. Again, thank you guys for listening. Until next time, I'm Jeff Praisman.
Thanks for listening to IBKR Podcasts. As always, we have more episodes at IBKRpodcasts.com. And if you're interested in learning more about interactive brokers, visit IBKR.com. We offer more trading education material, such as webinars at IBKRwebinars.com, financial and economic commentary at TradersInsight.news. Market-related courses at tradersacademy.online and quant-related articles at ibkrquant.com. The analysis in this material is provided for information only and is not and should not be construed as an offer to sell or the solicitation of an offer to buy any security. To the extent that this material discusses general market activity, industry or sector trends, or other broad-based economic or political conditions, it should not be construed as research or investment advice. To the extent that it includes references to specific securities, commodities, currencies, or other instruments, those references do not constitute a recommendation by IBKR to buy, sell, or hold such investments. The material does not and is not intended to take into account the particular financial conditions, investment objectives, or requirements of individual customers. Before acting on this material, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and, as necessary, seek professional advice. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. For more information, read the characteristics and risks of standardized options, or ODD, which may be accessed through the link found in the show's notes or podcast description page. Multiple leg strategies, including spreads, will incur multiple transaction costs.
The projections or information generated by the tool mentioned in this podcast about potential investment outcomes are hypothetical and do not represent actual investment results, nor are they guarantees of future performance. It's important to recognize that results may differ over time as the tool is utilized.